Nomi Dete Prabhupose Tadi Ambaraya Gunja Vatamsa Paripichala Sarmukaya Vanya Srije Kavalade Pravishana Venu Lakshma Sriya Nidipade Pasupanka Jaya. The Vaishnavis? No? Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Lord Brahma says, My dear Lord, you are the only worshipable Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, I offer my humble obeisances and prayers just to please you. O son of the king of the cowards, your transcendental body is dark, blue like a new cloud. Your garment is brilliant like lightning. And the beauty of your face is enhanced by your gunja earrings and the peacock feather on your head. Wearing garlands of various forest flower and leaves and equipped with a herding stick, a buffalo horn and a flute, you stand beautifully with a morsel of food in your hand. This is one of the three verses in entire Bhagavatam that directly emphasize the beauty of the Lord of Vrindavan. This is emphasized by the Dasharas, headed by Sri Brahmaji, who is situated as called Adhikrita Dasya. Srila Prabhupada put his position in Nectar Devotion as Adhikrita, means appointed servant, who is seeing the original form of Brahma, Bhagavan, and he is addressing. And if you look at the translation, if you are not so familiar with the Nomi, Dete, or Brahmapusha, all the meanings, then look at the deity that we Srila Prabhupada installed in every temple. There is a distinct, it's very fascinating. And then there is another verse, Hiranya Paridim Banamalya Bhamsa. The Dijapotni saw the beauty of Krishna Balaram, and the gopis seeing the Krishna Balaram's, Krishna's beauty. So these three beauty, every acharya gives their comment. And so I like to thank Srila Prabhupada for giving us the highest form of Vrindavan Krishna. Not only Vrindavan Krishna, within Vrindavan there is an unlimited form of Krishna also. But within Vrindavan, the highest form of eternal Swayam Bhagavan, established by all this center that Srila Prabhupada installed the deity, they are like origin Swayam Bhagavan. More than Brahmaji's, more than Dijapadmis, the Srimati Radhika's Krishna established. So we have the translation and you can look at it. And then I'm going to read the purport and then I'm going to discuss. In the previous chapter, Brahma, the creator of the universe, tried to bewilder the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna, by stealing his coward boyfriends and cubs, but by the slight exhibition of Krishna's own mystic potency, Brahma himself was completely bewildered. I can't see. Is good? Okay, thank you. Brahma himself was completely bewildered, and now with great humility and devotion, he offers his humble obeisances and prayers unto the Lord. The word Kabala in this verse refers to a morsel of rice mixed with yogurt that Krishna held in his left hand. Sanatan Goswami, the Lord held a cow-herding stick and a buffalo horn pressed under his left arm. He has the buffalo horn and the cow-herding stick. Beautiful young Krishna, decorated with multicolored forest minerals. Dhatu, the word here, just dhatu. Dhatu is kind of like a tilakam, but found in Govardhan, many places. Dhatu pradala. Gaurik dhatu. Pundripu must know. Gaurik dhatu is very popular those days. Maybe still today. Although Brahma had seen innumerable four-armed forms of the Lord, he now surrendered unto the lotus feet of the two-armed form of Krishna, who appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Brahma offered his prayers to that form. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction explains about this also, this verse. Before that, I like to invoke the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and you can join if you like. Anajnana Trirandasya Gyanandana Salakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Savam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeyaham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Nami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataruvasya Kripa Sindhubhaya Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Vrindaye Tulasi Devaye Priyaye Keshavasya Krishna Bhakti Pade Devi Satvati Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So in Chaitanya Charitamrita on Nectar Devotion, very nicely Srila Prabhupada explains with his little purport, sometimes vast purport, with the translation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's view how to see Srimad Bhagavatam. So one example is given. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a judge. Judge, if a alachua person wants to develop a relationship with a personality, and then he found out, oh, he's a big Supreme Court judge. Well, if you want to have a relationship, you probably have to become a lawyer and get a job or something near the Supreme Court judge. I'm not sure how it works, but Srila Prabhupada used the word judge. So this conception of God is always emphasized like a judge. And Brahmaji also had a full conception, opulence knowledge about God as a judge. Now if you want to be very intimate with the judge, I don't know in America they allow you to feed him some food or... I don't think they allow, but I'm not sure, but I don't think so. But anyway, Srila Prabhupada says, that judge, when it comes to the house, how he deals with his family member, his mother even orders him, hey, bring a glass of water. He was a judge in the court, but in the house he is an order carrier. He gives affection to his family. He received the blessing from his parents. So this conception of judge in the family is Vrindavan, which was not so much nicely well known by Brahmaji. Because there is one question in the third devotion explaining that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Yate Chamsa Kalapunsa Krishnastha Bhagavan Swam is established, that is correct. But Srila Rupa Goswami Pada gave even little more than on the Bhagavatam, on this Rasa Tattva, that Brahmaji did not know that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has the eternal form in Golok Vrindavan, Brahmaji knew. Brahmaji knew his expansion Narayan form. Yes, he did know that. He also knew this 200 form, Krishna's origin. He also knew. But he did not know one thing, that Supreme Absolute Truth, who is the Supreme Absolute Existence, who is that Absolute Reality, has a most astonishing personality, who is the center of all attractive and embodiment of condensed form of bliss, has a desire that his sweetness, Braja Leela, should supersede by concealing all the opulence knowledge. In order to do this, he gave separate existence to his own internal potency, which is never heard. Only Rupa Goswami Pada reveals this. Then the energy, internal Swarup Shakti, is always existing in the Lord. But in order for Lord to relish the astonishing, every moment new, never heard. You understand that concept? Like a pizza. I'm just giving a mundane example. You eating pizza. Say Puskar Prabhu, I don't know how much he eats, but he eats two pizza. A big, whole two. Three, okay. After he ate three, then Keshav Prabhu brings, oh Prabhu, one more slice. Oh no, I don't need. But he is somewhere other begging, and he give him little, he takes a little bite of that. He said, what is this? He said, it's pizza. Wow, I never tasted. And then eating one more. It's like he's not hungry anymore. He's Atmaram. Atmaram in the sense that he's full. Krishna is always full. Krishna is never hungry. He's Atmaram. But we never tasted. Is this pizza? He's questioning and eating. Then somebody else comes, Pundarik Prabhu. He gives another pizza. He said, this is unbelievable. I am not hungry, but I never ate. He said, take one more pizza. No, I don't know. When he takes, no, just try one little bite. He takes it. What is this? This is pizza. No. Wow. This is called what the opulence to sweetness. That even Lord Krishna himself in second canto Prabhupada writes, is seeing his own potency, creating a astonishing that he himself fall for it. Krishna himself fall for it. Even one time, I think Bhakti Chara Maharaj, when he was giving class, he says that Srila Prabhupada says, at least he repeated twice, that when you see in the mundane world, an actor acts in a different role. But sometimes the actor becomes so absorbed, obsessed with that play, that he forgets his original identity. He becomes like a completely aligned with this new role And he thinks that's him. He forgot that he is only an actor. So, but that's not the case of Krishna. But this is an example to understand for me, you know, dull-headed, to grasp it, that how Krishna every moment himself is falling in love by his own potency. So to nourish this inner nourishment, he gave this separate existence of his own Swarup Shakti, who manifested in these three features called feeling and relationship, endowed with Sambhit potency. In Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 4 vividly explains this. And then the variety, color, fulfilling and astonishing by the Sambhini potency, and the inner nourishment and more appealing that never experienced. This is by the Ladini potency. So these three potencies is making the Supreme Lord all the time falling in love with them, but never knew that they are. So there is a one verse, very sweet verse. I don't know the number, you can find it. Amitaja na jani ke ho na jane gopi gan duha rupe gune duha nitya hare man. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that Krishna allows his own internal potency to make him forget his supremacy, and he comes under this illusion, apparently not illusion of this world, that he acts like a normal, ordinary human being. But he never lost his supremacy. That is not a good understanding. He is always Supreme God, whether he knows or he doesn't know. This all-knowing potency, Sarvagata, is predominated by the sweetness. So as a result, that Supreme Lord, Nrisimhadev, who literally traumatized the whole universe, or Bamandev, you can say also, who made paralyzed, the whole universe was paralyzed. Even Bali Maharaj saw, what's the word near the west, Prabhupada put, anyway, Bali Maharaj saw himself there in this universal form when Bamandev became Trivikram. And he was, like, whole universe was traumatized. That Supreme Bamandev, he does not know how to climb down from the bed. How is possible? He made the whole universe paralyzed because that's the opulence. But when he wants to come down from the bed as a little baby, is the same Supreme Being, does not know, and is crying. Mother Yashoda had to run and grab him. Oh, Lala, I have to teach you. Don't worry, you don't know. You don't know. I'll teach you how to climb down. Don't cry. I'll train you up. This is sweetness that Krishna tasted. He literally tasted, but it's very difficult for us because for me, in this world, I am acting like I am in ignorance, and it's not a good idea of tasting the ignorance for me. But Krishna is not tasting the ignorance. Krishna is tasting that sweetness of Swarup Shakti, who manifests in this variety and most astonishing everywhere. Literally, when Brahmaji saw that Krishna was crying when he could not find, if you go outside and tell, you know, I went to Hare Krishna temple in Alachua, oh, what happened there? Well, they say the God, he was crying. The Karmi or so-called religious, mundane religious, they'll say, really? God cries for what? Because he lost, he didn't know where is his friends and other. What kind of God is that? So they have no clue what is Krishna consciousness in that sense. And if you happen to meet some jnani, and you say, you know, this is fire, very funny, your religion also, you should know that actually God sometimes forget. Oh, he immediately would say, there is a fault in this conception. There is a big fault. Jnani will find the fault. And you tell yogi, because they don't utilize the heart, they just take advantage of God in the heart. So then they never can comprehend this. This misconception they think should be removed. But if you ask a good devotee who understands this, he will say, of course Krishna cries. Because he is in love. He cries because that's what he is for. He is, his embodiment is nothing but condensed form of love. Condensed form of Nirdesha Guna Vigraha Atmatanta Nischeta Guneshcha Hina Anandam Atra Kara Pada Udaradi Sagata Sadeta Vibharjita Atma. From his toenail to tip of his ear is nothing but Ananda. This is one form. And everything he does is only tasting Ananda. Rasa Vaishaha. Rasami Ayam Labdha Ananda Bhavati. This is what Krishna is. So now, today I am going to discuss that how this Krishna is tasting and Brahmaji fell for it. Little more details that caused him to come to this point to pray. And Krishna reciprocated. See if I can make it in a shorter version. I'll try my best by Prabhupada's mercy. So Brahmaji, of course, we know that Brahmaji was not there when Agasura was killed. The demigods were there. Demigods generally never touch the land. This is the first time in Brahmaji's life that actually Brahmaji fell down on the ground. Prabhupada actually made it in the previous chapter, that point little distinctly, that he actually fell on the ground. Because no demigod, when demigod comes, only way, two ways you can know, right? That they never touch the ground. Ahalla did that. She realized this is not her husband, it's some guy disguising. Then realized, oh, this is Indra. So like this, so then Brahmaji, when he was in his planet, he heard the demigods are praying. So demigods are praying, and demigod has a very perfect view, and demigod knew this demon, Agasura's unbelievable demon. So when he got killed, they are not sure, because snake body has a, I'm not going to give details, but you must know the snake body has a very special character. They don't have a ear, right? Their ear is on the eye, and they are life sustained by the ear, even though they are in the body. So even they come out, later on the coward boy will say, maybe the ear made him come back. He swallowed the calves, so we don't see. So then, when all the demigods, they were praying. How, why? Because the soul came out from this, you see in the middle of your head, right above, this is called Brahmarandra. Prabhupada talks in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, two chapters on this. Brahmarandra, the yogi, they try to take the soul out of here. And those who go to hell, they go from the lower two part to the hell. So it is important where the soul is coming out from the body. So the demigod, they saw the Brahmaranda soul is coming out. They know he's liberated. So they're very happy. So Krishna was holding it, the soul in the sky. Why? Because Krishna is still inside. Question came, why Agasura got liberation? Not that kind of liberation, but he got a form of God. Form like God. Why? Because he was serving actually to Krishna and the coward boy. The feeling nourishment. So when the feeling nourishment, Krishna was inside, he was listening. And he felt so emotional, because Madhu Mangal was saying that I am feeling that if I cannot see my friend Krishna, I better die. And then Subal comes, he says, what is the use of dying if I don't see him? And Krishna was just next to it, it's like a cupboard by Agasura's tongue, that Krishna was listening, and he felt so good that this coward boy fully depends on me. So then Krishna could not take any more. Then he expanded himself and blocked all the access. Then the Agasura died. Of course, Agasura did not want to close his mouth, because he knew that if Krishna is swallowed in the stomach, and the conscience may not believe, so I better keep my mouth open and fly. There's so many angles to look at it. But anyway, Krishna killed him with the open mouth. So then they all came out, and they are expressing their feeling to Krishna. You won't believe how much I missed you. And each boy, and then Krishna was reciprocating, and Krishna was saying, I'm an antidote. Anytime, this is not a problem. I can just save you from any dangerous, and I'm glad you depend fully on me. So this surrender, even though it says surrender is the gateway to spiritual world, but surrender is eternal also. Surrender is not only for here. Surrender is eternal. All Brajabasis are eternally surrendered. So then they fully surrendered in that lila. And then after that, all the demigod then saw the light came out, came back from the sky and entered into Krishna's body. That part, just Brahmaji missed it little bit, but he is aware that Agasura was delivered by this little boy. The last part he heard, saw it. So he is wondering, how is possible that Agasura, such a big demon, delivered by this little, is he my father? I am 50 years old. Brahmaji right now about around 50 years old. So father has to be little grown up, more than that. So then he was wondering like this, and then as he came nearby, then Brahmaji saw a very astonishing that after, as Prabhupada says, 2-3 demons every day get killed, then they get little tired for the lunch and they all sat down on the bank of Jamuna. And how on the bank of Jamuna they were made a very beautiful picnic, and then all the demigods saw one vision that they know the Lord eats through the fire. They also know Lord eats by the mantra of the Brahmana in the temple like we do. But they never really saw that Lord eats with his friends like this. So today is the first time they are seeing it, and they are very happy. They are absorbing. But something they did not see, what Brahma saw and made him doubtful. So when Brahmaji came, he was thinking, I don't want to be visible to the demigods. I will stay in the antariksha, in the outer space in between the planet and just watch. So then when Brahmaji saw that how they started feeding each other, Brahmaji started thinking that this is very strange. The cows, the calves, they are eating and looking same time. But these are my creation. How is possible they are looking and eating? Then the each cowherd boys are also very jubilant and eating and feeding Krishna. And then Brahmaji, he was just watching from afar with a curiosity. So generally, if you have an inquiry to know, you can ask somebody else, or you can just ask the person who is making this mystery or doubt about this, or you can just watch patiently from far and see how far it goes, or you can do something to disturb that, interrupt that pastimes and see, witness it. So Brahmaji took the third one. So then when Brahmaji put some obstacle, how did he put obstacle? Because he wanted to make sure that he is not in illusion. So Brahmaji, he came to a point where he saw the boys are eating, very astonishing. How? You have those pastimes that that day somehow the Krishna's lunch bag did not have the enough water, buttermilk. So, but Madhumangal's mother gave a bigger buttermilk pot. Sanatana Gosampad writes that Krishna was sitting next to Madhumangal and he says, come on, I somehow forgot this buttermilk container, so give me some buttermilk. Madhumanga said, no, I cannot do that because I am a son of a Brahmana, you know, you are from a Vaishya. And Brahmaji is hearing this. He is my father, but they address him as a Vaishya. So he is becoming a little confused. Who are these friends? They don't even know his position. And then the Madhumanga says, besides, you know, I don't really drink from the lower person touching. So I am a Brahmana, I keep it. Krishna says, no, I'm really thirsty, I'm going to drink it. So he tried to grab it, and Madhumangal tried to drink the whole thing, and he's big also, his mouth became, how do you say, you know, like chip pops. Because he's trying to drink, it took so much, so his mouth became overflow. So Krishna went like this, and from his mouth came to Krishna's mouth the drink. And Brahmaji saw, this is not proper. first of all, if he is my father, this is not absolutely not proper eating. And then Brahmaji thought, no, maybe I should put little obstacle. And that's why this idea, his body is made of mental body, but in his mental body he has a mental notebook. So he's making checking list. Then he saw the sharing part, that each coward boy sharing with Krishna is in such a jubilation. Brahmaji did not think that this Atmaram, Bhagavan, does not need to eat, but he eats because of the love that their mothers and they have, that he is relishing, exchanging. That part Brahmaji forgot. So as a result, he fell in bewilderment. So like Subalu did, oh, you will not believe how tasty this, you got to take a bite, Krishna eats it. Wow, then you take a half bite, I never ate like this, you have to taste it. So they are sharing the same food 2-3 times. Brahmaji is saying that this is like a unbelievable, even a normal society, Brahmana class do not do, forget about God. So, and I am the head of the Brahmana, how is possible? So in this calculation, he kind of thought, I am going to put this trap. So then as he thought, actually Jogamaya is inspiring him. Why? Because Krishna displayed a little bit. And they were tricking Krishna, like they would say, hey Krishna, look at the monkey, look at the monkey. And then Krishna said, where's the monkey? And then they put a little jasmine flower in his samosa. And then the monkey was not laughing. And then he took the samosa, then found out there's a jasmine flower inside. Jasmine flower supposed to be bitter. So it's like then everybody making face. And all kinds of game is going on while they're eating. So then Brahmaji thought, this is a serious business about offering food to God. So then when he came, thought, I'm going to first debug those calves and then see how much obstacle I can put it. As he thought, actually Jogamaya, if you compare this and the verse number 60, you remember the verse number 60 is the most fascinating verse also, many verses in this chapter, previous chapter. Jatra nisarga nirbhaira sahasana nirgadaya mitra nirbhajita vaso dhuta ruso tarshadikam. The Brahmaji saw nothing in this place ever has a six quality that his creation is. His creation is made of six quality. He found those does not exist because the snake and the mice are crying for Krishna. Lion and deer are shedding tears and embracing. That was not his creation. And this is, he came to the at the end, but the beginning, he thought they are under the six. So he created a greener grass for the diverting those calves. When he created the greener grass, sure enough, those calves, instead of looking at Krishna, they just went to other side. Now Srila Prabhupada says, this is actually the creation of Maya. Those calves, Brahmaji cannot touch. That's why Sanatana Goswami Pad brings the Bhavishya Purana. It says the Rupa Goswami Pad in Nectar Devotion also gives one verse. Shkana adarshanita dina sada Krishna sritakya tadeva jivita prutta bhavishya braja basina. These coward boys, they have only one profession, that never for a moment can exist without seeing Krishna. Then you will have an idea, well, then they take shower, they go to toilet, or they, how can for a moment? It's not possible. Every moment they are with Krishna. So Jogamaya put them, and the time, 1 year, is like less than a moment even. Even they said, how did you come so quick? It was like less than a moment. So that was the original set of the coward boys kept. The Maya created this new calf, calves, and the coward boys that Brahmaji thought he actually diverted. When Krishna got up from the eating place, because all the coward boys, some or other Jogamaya's inspiration, could not find the calves nearby, so they are worried and they, oh no, what will do? So then Krishna says, this is the, you know, very responsible job. We are not supposed to just eat and not take care of the calves. What are you going to report to our parents? So then all the boys says, what should we do, Krishna? He said, but you know my power of flute. So I'm going to go and have the bugle and I'll gather them. I'll find it. You all just sit down here and enjoy the prasadam and I'll just be back. When Brahmaji went around the mountain caves, around the mountains, forest, everywhere, not just little road, it was a long road. He was literally expressed his search. Now this is not a, this is a genuine taste Krishna enjoys of this feeling that he needs them. What builds Brahma is very significant. This Leela has so much details that in this world, when some girl needs a boy, or a boy needs a girl, or mother needs a child, or child needs a mother, or people needs eating, sleeping, mating, defending, because that's the four prominent things running the world, that they feel they're lacking, their body is lacking, and it is being filled up by the Maya's three modes. If there is no Rajaguna, nobody will be needed any sex. So three modes is fulfilling, and the three modes are the reflection of the spiritual world. So Brahmaji knew very well, because he is the expert, master of that creation. So he is thinking that everybody needs three modes, and three modes comes as a shadow potency of Swarup Shakti. In the spiritual world, even devotee, why they become devotee? So they don't have to suffer, okay? Then they need the mercy of Ladini Shakti to nourish. And the Ladini Shakti serving the Lord, he does not need anything. He is completely satisfied. But what bewildered him at that moment, why is he crying? If he is my Father Supreme Lord, his happiness should not be disturbed. Maybe he can serve the devotee, but why he thinks that he needs, this need is not experienced by Brahmaji before. How can a supreme being who is the absolute, all satisfied eternally, a need, and that need makes him cry and face of a desperate searching, where is this? Where is Gandini, Padmini, all these names of the cows? And Krishna was so sad. Then another bewilderment was also that in our Alachua temple, we know that when we offer the boga, you close the curtain, generally they do halfway closing, and then you put a ashram. You don't let Lord eat by standing. You invite the Lord. Here is the seat, ashram. And there is a plate, my Lord. Please come and sit down and eat. Bhaktivinoda Thakur write this song that Prabhupada sing. Nandara Nirdeshe Bhai, Nandara Nirdeshe Bhai Se Sari Sari Baladeva Saha Saka Bhai Se Sari Sari, Bhaktivinoda Thakur song. That every day Nanda Maharaj calls them and they come and sit down in a line. And then Mother Yashoda serve. So Krishna always eat by sitting. But today Brahmaji is seeing, he is holding yogurt in a left hand. Left hand means no education. Nobody trained him how to eat. He should be trained that he should eat with the right hand, and left hand is only for the backside cleaning or some dirty things. You never eat with left hand. So then Brahmaji thought, there is no training even. How can he be God and acting this, the holding the yogurt with the morsel rice on his left hand and is not eating even, he's walking and licking a little bit, walking. It's like, first of all, God does not walk and eat. This is only for the ghost. And then he is walking, eating, and not only that, with the left hand. So Brahmaji feeling so many negative checkout in his mental notebook, and he felt like, this is funny. Now he is desperate need and he's crying. When he comes around, Brahmaji personally lift up even the banana peel, the lunch bag, even the rope that ties everything. There is no, absolutely no sign that there was ever any boys ever sat down. It's just a normal grass. But actually Maya created this. He didn't know that. But he thought he literally collected all this from up and put this all in a cave. All right, this is done. But when he comes, he's hiding and checking. Last moment, last point. Then Brahmaji comes. Brahmaji said, "Oh no, Subal, Sridham, Vasudham, where are you? Kinkini, come on! I don't like this game of hide and seek. I'm already in trouble. I cannot find these cows. Now you guys are playing hide and seek. I'm really scared. I don't know what I'm going to tell the parents. What are you guys going to tell your parents? We are really useless." I was thinking, wow, all knowing power does not have any clue. Okay, maybe he can do something. At least if he has a power, since he gave, then he must at least find out who did this job. Maybe he will come to me and ask me. But he's not searching either. He's complaining that he does not know where they are. He's just like an ordinary human being. With that in mind, Brahmaji left. Because Srila Vishwanatha Thakur writes, if somebody steals something, you know, he doesn't want to be visible too close nearby. He wants to watch that nobody knew his name, but he will watch from very far that no sign of him being. So that's why Brahmaji left. When Brahmaji left, now this is not the same. This is not the same planet Brahmaji went, because Brahma Lok going and coming. Srila Vishwanatha Thakur make a very distinction. There are two places Brahmaji reside. One is in Brahmaloka, one is in Vairaja. Vairaja, because when the Mother Earth went with the demigod Brahmaji to milk ocean, if Mother Earth went from there to Brahma and come back, then so many millennium is gone. All the demons already gone, dead. But it was not the same Brahma she went. She went to Vairaja Brahma, who is on the top of the Mandar Hill in the Jambudip. Jambudip, the eight island surrounding the Ilabriti Barso. And top of that, this is also a headquarter of Brahmaji. So if you went to this Brahmaji, same Brahmaji you went there, but he has not just a little house. He has millions of children that he created. Millions of guards, bodyguards, secretaries, the rishis, yogis, gyanis, they are all in the each lotus petal, and they are doing their own sadhana, bhajan, and chanting, meditation and all. When Brahmaji goes out or comes in, they all welcome in a big festival. So Brahmaji is thinking, I will go back. I want to test it. I'm done here, and I will see it later. When Brahmaji came to Brahmapuri, this Brahmapuri, Vairaja Brahmapuri, was the most astonishing things. Because generally, head of the city, head of the house, especially Brahma, when he comes back, there is generally a big procession to welcome him and feel very happy, jubilant, that they got their life back. Brahmaji is like their life, who gave. He is the one who gave them birth without mother. Just by thinking, he created from his mind, from his body, from his thought, from his consciousness, from his, even Basuki, they came from his hair. So Brahmaji creates like this, all these creatures. So then, but today when Brahmaji came back, it was the most shocking in his life. What made him very astonishing. He came, there is no procession, and the guard is still with the guard poster, not bowing down and showing. Brahmaji knows that he created them. Created their body, created them as his own sons. And all these thousands of gods are there. They are looking at each other. Ah, there he is. And Brahmaji was surprised. He came down. He says, "Hello, I'm here." "Yes. Yes. I'm your father." "Oh, that's exactly what our father said, that there will be a imitator coming. You are the four-headed imitator." Brahmaji is intelligent, but he was shocked. He was literally surprised. But he thought for a moment, "Can I talk to the head of the guards, please?" Because he knew that he made him the head of the guard. So then the head of the guard was informed, and he came. He says, "Yes, Mr. Four-Headed, can I help you?" Then he's thinking, my own son is calling me four-headed, doesn't have respect, no oil. It's like very disturbing. He said, please give me a chance to meet your Brahmaji. Well, we knew that the imitator will come, and we are seeing it. But I don't know if he has a time. If our father has a time, I'll allow, otherwise not. So he begged, then he went there, and he was allowed after a little while. It will take very short time. This is all within this Jambudip, not in Brahmaloka. So it's not, 1 year was perfect time. So he went there. As he went there, he literally fell, first time in his life, what is relationship means. He never saw. He created all these four Kumaras, Narada, Daksha, Bhrigu, anybody you name is almost coming from him, even in religion. Everything coming from him. All these millions of his children, they are all in love with the Brahma. Even four Kumaras, the little naked boys, they are, Father, we love you, tell me more. This Brahmaji is shocked. Wow, what is this? What this relationship? So sweet, so sublime. All these children are in love with the father. Such a nourishment. Yeah, is it really me? It must be I have done something wrong downstairs. Means, earthly planet. Then this is unbelievable. Must be it is my father who took over this position. He is the origin Brahma. He knows that too, but he never experienced until today. Then Brahmaji, finally he got little attention of this Krishna Brahma. And Krishna Brahma says, oh, there is the four-headed imitator, yes? And he was so paralyzed by this sweet voice. It's like, no, nothing, sir, just came to pay respect to you. So I took him out, and he's out. When he went outside, he rode on the swan and immediately came back to this Vrindavan. That's where the episode started, the scenery. When he came after 1 year, first saw the scenery same as 1 year before. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pada explains very nicely that why Lord Krishna never display his lila in Maya. Why he does, Maya is also his Shakti. Why he does not display his or perform his lila in Maya? Why he always does in Jogamaya? Because Jogamaya has no begin, no end. If you want to go, then Sanatana Goswami Pada gives, like if you want to go and see how Krishna is touching the nipples of Putana and Putana is desperately looking for some strength to move this little baby finger from his nipple. 60,000 elephants cannot do it. That scenery is still available. If Krishna allows, you can see it. And if Krishna allows, he can participate. You can be participant of that lila. How is possible? That was 5,000 years back. No, this is not applicable to Jogamaya. This we should understand this in every cases. Mahamaya has a begin, has an end. That's why Krishna never plays any role in Maya's Shakti. Because every lila Krishna does, you hear sometime, Radha Krishna is sitting in a swing. Then all of a sudden, Srimati Radhika, I think Pandari Prabhu, long time back, he was giving in the class of this bumblebee story. I think you did that. The bumblebee story, and then Madhumangal chased the bumblebee away and come back. He said, Madhusudan gone, and Radharani is in separation, crying now. But she is sitting next to Krishna. How is this? Madhusudan. Yeah. Madhusudan means the honeysucker, means the bumblebee, the same as Krishna's name. So then, but why this happened is analytically breaking down that Krishna, who has exhibited a particular beautiful face to Srimati Radhika, is eternally with her access. If she gets into this, she forgets that Krishna is sitting next to her. It is not that she forgets, it is that all these unlimited lilas simultaneously exist all the time. This is the biggest phenomenon of the spiritual world. that you can go back million years and be part of it and act on it too. How is this? Because this is how the spiritual world is, inconceivable. So the Brahmaji, when he saw after 1 year Krishna is playing the same role, then again scenery change, that he is holding the jogar. He must be thinking, 1 year old jogar, generally I don't think anybody will eat. Why Krishna would eat that? Because this is fresh jogar, has nothing to do with the three modes of material nature. This jogar, till today, is available if you want to see, if Krishna allows. If Prabhupada and Krishna allows, any devotee can see that Krishna is still holding the jogar. It is ever fresh and it tastes new than yesterday. This is the most phenomenon of this lila that Lord manifested. I haven't started actually the story of that coming back, but it will take half an hour. So another day, because it's already 9 o'clock. Unless I wanted to, somebody asked me that I never have a chance. And if anybody has any question, please, or any comment. Vaishnava Toswami, yeah. Yes, yes. Otherwise, this is a very beautiful pastime, but this is a vast. It takes about 4 hours. Really, you can break down details of each sloka. Very nice. Yes, Prabhu.
Why is, can you explain again why Krishna is holding the yogurt and rice in his left hand?
Why?
Yeah, again.
It tastes better.
No, but you were saying something about he wasn't trained because he's coward.
No, this is what the Brahmas thought.
Yeah.
That if you don't train a child, he will eat in a wrong way. But Vrindavan is the only place where no rules, regulation for the Lord. He will do any way he wants. This is very high, very sweet.
Like in Calcutta, back in 73 or 4, then Rukmini, Bardurja's wife, somehow or other she was writing with her left hand in Calcutta. In the outside balcony, and Prabhupada saw, and another girl was doing left hand, and Prabhupada was chuckling and saying, oh, left hand, right, doing, you don't do anything with left hand, why are you Westerners doing left hand? So Rukmini said, no, I'm also left hand, and Prabhupada was laughing. He said, no, in India, no one is trained left hand. And even now, you see people eating meat, but they eat with the right hand, you know. They're such rascals. But
yeah, right hand is only for eating, not for... Left hand is never for eating, never, period. People will think. But Krishna can do as he wants. He's beyond. This is very difficult. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, jai Brahma Vimalila ki, jai Devamanande Hari Hari Bol.